Hey, we are here at the 2017 Filene Big Bright Minds Conference here in beautiful Austin, Texas, where it's giving its...
cold and rainy.
Exactly. It's best imitation of what?
Like
Chicago in the wintertime or something?
Right.
It's crazy. But anyway, great town to be in. And I'm with an equally great person, Mr. Chuck Purvis from Coastal. How are you?
Great to be here. Doing great. This is a great conference.
This is
one everybody needs to attend.
I agree. That room in there is packed.
It is. And great program. They always do a great job with this conference.
Indeed. Hey, speaking of great, your Creighton's having a great year.
They are.
And let's talk about why Coastal Credit Union is engaged in or with the Emerging Tech Center. What's that all about?
So we're our roots are with IBM. So we've been kind of have a tendency to be on the kind of cutting edge of technology.
Gotcha.
And as Filene created this Center of Excellence, we thought it was a great opportunity for us to kind of get closer to research that's being done around what's technology going to look like 5, 10, 15 years from now. And so it fit us and who we were, and we thought it was important that Center of Excellence get funded, and so we made the decision to participate in funding that over the next 4 years.
Good for you guys.
They're doing some great research.
Yeah. Talk about the partnership between your credit union and Filene. How's that work and how's it been?
Oh, gosh, it goes way back. Coastal was one of the, I guess, early members of Filene back when they started. We've had three of our emerging leaders, participate in the I3 program, one that's here at the conference just starting out.
Yep.
So we've been actively engaged with Filene 20 years or so. I actually hired Filene this past year to facilitate our strategic planning process, which was focused on really rethinking our mission and vision and value system and cultures. And so Tansley and her team facilitated, I think, 6 or 7 days of planning over about a 6-month period. And so, you know, we use them a lot. Their research is awesome. All of our management staff's got access to their incredible research library. And so it's just a great relationship. They're doing great. I don't have a research department.
Well, now you do. It's right here. Filene.
Yeah. So we found it more productive to partner with Filene and use them as our research department instead of trying to build something internally.
That's a good move. That's
a good move. It is.
Exactly. Use what they do best, and you guys can focus on what you do best.
Yeah.
Right on. Were there any discoveries in that whole planning session that you guys discovered about yourselves and how you're going to attack 2018?
Well, I think it was, we had challenges during the financial crisis. We kind of recrafted our mission and vision back then, and the world's changed, and we're strong and healthy. And what I concluded about a year ago is what we said our mission and vision was really wasn't aligned with what we were doing. And so we've reframed it, and we'll actually be rolling that out to our employees and our members over the next few months. But it's a contemporary description, if you will, of who we are today and what we're focused on. And the biggest change is really acknowledging the relationship we want to have with the community we serve. And so we're starting to measure community impact, and we're involved at Habitat and a number of other organizations in the community to try to create a healthier community, which will benefit us, benefit our members, and so forth.
So you're digging deeper into the community. Okay.
Yeah.
Good move. Good move for you guys.
Yeah.
Sounds like a natural move, actually, for a credit union, actually.
It is. Imagine that.
Yeah, exactly. Who would have thunk? So what's the future? I mean, where do you guys go down the line with, even with Filene? Where do you guys go from here?
Well, I think, you know, part of my job as CEO is to try to anticipate what are things occurring today, whether it's demographics, whether it's technology, that are going to impact our environment 5 and 10 years from now. And how do we start getting positioned to take advantage and participate in those trends? You know, a lot going on today with autonomous vehicles, and of course we're a big vehicle lender, so what does that mean for our members and transportation and this big business we have in making car loans? What's that look like 5, 7, 10 years from now? And so the work Filene does helps us look out farther.
Okay. They're kind of your crystal ball, maybe.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, things change. So by the time this interview is over, something major would have happened.
Well, just look at what's going on with Bitcoin the last 6 months or so. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I know you got lots of people to talk to and lots of things to do here. I want to wrap up with kind of what's your outlook for the rest of the year and then going into 2018 for credit unions? Because obviously we had another good year in 2017. 2018 looks much of the same, but anything else? Anything kind of pique your interest?
I think the public, you know, we've known through research for years that the mass of the public really isn't familiar with credit unions. And so we're spending a lot of money in our market to tell the credit union story to the community, and it's resonating particularly with millennials. The community work we're doing appeals to folks. So I think credit unions are in the process of being discovered by a whole new generation of members that want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And so I think the growth opportunities are endless. I think credit unions are well positioned to really be those community financial institutions which we're there to be. So I think the future is exciting.
Yeah, I think we're no longer the best kept secret.
Right.
I think we're kind of evolving out of that little shell.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That is huge.
Yeah, very
cool. All right, Chuck. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Congrats on a big year. You guys are doing
it.
Some great work.
Yeah, we're having fun. I got a great team and a great board, and looking forward to 18. Hard to believe 17 is about over.
I know. Went by like that. All right. We'll keep up the good work.
Great.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yep.
Appreciate it, Chuck.
Do it.
Well done. Well done.